I guess my first question is, did NOLA project start out with the idea of a permanent theater space?
In the early 2000s, we probably did have an idea of eventually getting a theater building. I mean, it's a very attractive thing, you see. However, I think that the realities of the economy, basically from the moment I graduated college in 2007, and then the recession hit immediately thereafter. Housing prices, you know, becoming out of control, rent being unaffordable. The prospect of real estate acquisition seemed to grow further and further and further away.
So the economy's improved. NOLA project is well into its second decade now. Is now the time for a permanent space?
We don't need to necessarily work towards real estate ownership. But I do think we need to be creative with how we can find and utilize spaces in the city that already exist and form unique partnerships which will enhance our art.
But aren't there advantages to one location?
The more we find unique performative spaces, the more our individual creativity is sparked, and it requires us to not simply think the same way over and over and over again. There are some times where I genuinely think, if we had an ideal 200-seat flexible-use black box theater, I think that maybe after 2 or 3 years, we even might feel stifled by it and say, you know, well, we always know what the set's going to look like, and we always know where the audience is most likely going to be. And yes, there's some value to predictability. I'm sure my board of directors would love a more financially predictable theater. But I think that, creatively speaking, it's that space finding that sparks some of the most imaginative work we've ever done. And I don't want to lose that aspect. And I always tell directors, you know, don't fight the space. Use the space. Let the space's challenges become surprising sources of inspiration for you.
Do you have a favorite unique space in the city?
I would definitely have to say the Sculpture Garden. You know, the best of Sculpture Garden at NOMA. It, just in its design, it feels Wonderland-like. Because none of the paths are straight. They're all curvy. It's so the garden is so well manicured, and the choice of sculptures in there just kind of really bring a sense of wonder to you, and it feels like a privilege when we get to rehearse there. Honestly, we like the rehearsal process sometimes more than we like the performance process, because we get to be in there by ourselves. So it feels like this magical night at the museum.
Do you find this unusual approach to theater universal?
I'm encouraged by what I see around the world. I mean, you know, there's no doubt that immersive theater, which is this idea of an environmental theater that can happen anywhere outside of the traditional confines of a theater, is becoming more and more popular. And I'm very happy that we are on the leading edge of that, at least here in this city, because I think that the more people crave experience, the more they want uniqueness, and they want to differ the experience. And to go to one theater venue again and again and again, it can be comforting. And I understand, you know, people that are used to normal old-fashioned subscription models, they appreciate that. But there's also something to be said for getting you out of your comfort zone, which is something I think that the NOLA Project, for better or worse, has always forced our audiences to do. We're always saying, get out of your comfort zone, come to this part of town. There may not be parking, but you'll have a night you won't forget.
AJ Allegra of NOLA Project, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.